This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live, the talk show radio where you can talk about whatever you want.
Talk show radio.
Talk show radio? The talk radio show? Talk the radio show talk?
Just watched your lips and you can't do a thing with them?
Show radio talk the? Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. If you
we hear, you call.
Get on the air. You call, we talk. You speak, we listen, we rebut.
We occasionally listen. Most of the time we talk over.
I don't think I've ever used rebut singularly before until just now. I've never said rebut, I don't think, until just now is a singular word.
Wow.
It's pretty new to me. So,
A lot of people, when they're about 40, have to have it replaced.
Rebut?
Yes. Yeah.
I hear that's pretty common because, most butts get a crack in them over time.
It's true.
Some people are born
crack
with
crack kills,
it.
You know.
Crack does kill. It's an interesting day if you're of the mind of freedom, as well, I think.
Interesting in a Chinese Times sort of way?
In sort of a dystopian spring sort of a way.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You know the old Chinese saying? It's a curse. May you live in interesting times.
Well, my opinion about the times we live in certainly would qualify as interesting.
Mm.
We've got, I brought in a whole bunch of show prep, probably more than we'll be able to get to. We've got Elon Musk apparently says Tesla is restarting production today against Alameda County rules in California.
Nice.
He says, I will be on the line with everyone else. If anyone is arrested, I ask that it only be me. And I thought that was, pretty cool. We've been waiting. I've been asking for somebody. We've been looking for the second man. We've been talking about,
we've been waiting for the first pair of balls.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we've seen, we had the restaurant in Maine. We had the salon. We had a few businesses
it's
here
true.
And there.
There have been balls before.
Yeah, but... we were hoping that this would spark, a tsunami of folks just saying, hey, you know what, government, screw you, we're opening anyway.
I'm ready. I'd be tempted to go work for him if you were closer to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah, I'll help you build some cars. I'm sure one of your guys didn't want to come.
Mm-hmm. If he's got some sort of a remote position that you could do.
There you go.
Since everybody's
it
working
wouldn't
from
technically
home
be
anyway.
Civil disobedience if I did it remotely, though.
Well, it would still be kind of cool.
It's true.
We've got an article that's been in show prep for a little bit, a description of the first quarantine concert that foretells music's dystopian future.
Hmm.
So some folks have attempted to hold a concert of sorts, if you want to call it that.
I believe it's happening this week, so it hasn't happened yet.
May 15th, right?
Yeah, 4 days.
Okay. All right. And we can talk more about that, of course. I've also got... an article from the Rolling Stone, without federal aid, more than 1,000 U.S. music venues are in danger of closing. Now, this article talks about these venues.
They don't need aid. They just need the feds to get out of their way.
Yeah. This article talks about these venues as if they are small, independent venues. And they are independent venues. I don't know, as a musician who's played some really small, independent venues, I would call these small. They're, probably 600 to 1,000 people venues. They're, mm-hmm. Well-known theaters in downtown areas of cities and that kind of a thing. But the point is that basically all this quarantine, lockdown, emergency order, governor stuff, has killed music, live music, performance of really any kind, whether it's music, whether it's theater, whether it's art, even busking to some extent.
Yeah.
Which is really
I'm
the way
to have a slice of American pie myself.
The live performances, Captain Kickass, correct me if I'm wrong on this, because you are a musician. You spent many years in Seattle playing metal bands, for instance. Isn't it true that bands, you know, pretty much make their money doing live performances? That's where you sell the gear. That's where you sell the, you know,
your T-shirts,
you know,
and your stickers and your CDs. Or, you know, a lot of folks were, at least by the time I got out, which so I guess I've been, we'll call it retired, for roughly 4 years or so, maybe 5 years now, from actually playing live gigs in a band. But, like, folks were doing all sorts of fun stuff. They were packaging stuff. So, you know, if you wanted to buy a T-shirt, you just got a free CD with the T-shirt or a pen drive with the album already preloaded on it and some fun graphics and stuff like that. So, you know, musicians are creative folks. They were getting real creative with their merchandise offerings, which, of course, they could only do online now. Right, so you can't go out, you can't have a gathering, you can't perform in front of people, and
it puts a lot more power in the hands of the connected, because you can't go out and hustle and make up for it if you're not.
Yeah, it certainly is, and even more disappointing to me is that I have seen even friends of mine, musician friends, who not only support the lockdown, but are asking for tighter restrictions.
Oh, man.
Wow. And I find that so just, yeah. It
like
really,
what? Like, what are they, what's not tight enough for them?
I don't, you know, they're just afraid of the coronavirus.
They want 24 feet instead of 6 feet?
I can't go out and play a show. I might get coronavirus.
Well, prevents them from staying home without locking everybody else in the world up?
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand. If you want tighter restrictions, put them on yourself, you dumb bastard. You don't need me to tell you what to do.
Yeah, I mean, they could certainly, you know, play a gig in a hazmat suit, you know.
They could.
If they're that afraid.
They could do a guar thing, you know, but with everybody in hazmat suits. I don't care.
Yeah, big giant sneeze guard on the front of the stage or something. Hang some plexiglass. I don't know. There's all sorts of things. It's just a little disheartening for me to see folks who are passionate about their art, but also statist.
Yeah.
It's sad.
You know, that's,
well, they got their priorities, so.
Selling their art for cowardice.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the state means more to them than their performance.
Yeah, that is true. We've got some other stuff that I brought in we could talk about in Minnesota. The state health officials have put a stop to a drive-in movie at a place called Birch's on the Lake. It's an interesting thing where a restaurant decided to partner with a drive-in theater next door, and they were like, well, we'll just have the movie, and then folks can order from the restaurant, and we'll bring their orders out to them.
Creative solution. That is intolerable.
Yeah, and so, of course, the Minneapolis government had to put a kibosh on that. So people trying to figure out and adjust their business models, apparently, bumping into the state and, well, the tyranny that they bring. Got an interesting article here talking about, as hospitals lose revenue, more than 1 million healthcare workers lose their jobs.
Kind of amazing, considering there's supposedly an epidemic going on and everybody in America's sick, right?
That's kind of the point of this story. This is actually from NPR, where they highlight the fact that, you know, everybody was gearing up to, you know, oh my gosh, we're going to be overloaded with patients and COVID. And, you know, they built all those field hospitals around in different big cities and all that. And
mostly empty.
Not only empty, but most of them have closed without seeing a single patient.
Yep, I've been to several of those.
Have you?
Nobody was there.
Nobody was there. Thanks for being the comic relief, nobody. I appreciate that.
Nah, yes.
Of course, the thing that happened today with Bitcoin, the third halvening or halving, if you will, that occurred today. I am wearing my Bitcoin shirt in celebration of said software programming event. I know it's not really exciting. The software did what it was programmed to do.
Yeah, it's a really non-event. I mean,
well, it always does what it's programmed to do, but it worked. That's always good.
It did work. I've titled Bitcoin, however, still doesn't work very well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more into Bitcoin Cash or Monero or Hush or something.
It's interesting. Because I've been trying to develop the analogy that Bitcoin or the blockchain, cryptocurrency, this code that's out there that everybody has sort of, you know, branched a flavor of, right?
Yeah.
I've been trying to work this analogy that it's just like music, right? Because music is a language that communicates passion and emotion, right? Mm-hmm. But Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, the blockchain, communicates value. And yeah. So I see a lot of parallels between the code for cryptocurrency and, of course, the language of music. So
groovy.
855-450-FREE, like freedom, if you want to give a call, talk about any of these topics, or bring up whatever's on your mind. We're happy to take your calls. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Free Talk Live, the live Monday night edition. Our toll-free number here, of course, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you in the studio tonight,
it's Ian.
And nobody.
And I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. We were talking in the previous segment about some prep stories that I brought in. I did not get to mention what I've named the title of tonight's show, which is Blue Igloo Rocket Launcher. And you're probably asking yourself, what, Captain, is a Blue Igloo Rocket Launcher? Well, it's not really a thing. It's not one thing. It's a couple of things. Apparently, in North Carolina, some anti-lockdown protesters went to a Subway sandwich place,
mm-hmm.
and they were carrying arms. One of them was carrying a rocket launcher.
Groovy.
They apparently belong to a Facebook group called Blue Igloo. And so that's where you get the Blue Igloo rocket launcher from.
Nice, nice. Now, what's the significance of the Blue Igloo? Is that different from the Big Igloo?
Well, so I think, and the article doesn't, or if it did, I didn't notice that it specified, but my guess is because all these social media places have been taken down, anything related to, you know, whatever they don't like.
Yeah, if you say Boogaloo, they'll take you down.
Right, so I'm pretty sure they wouldn't let them publish their group as a Boogaloo group, so they named it Blue Igloo.
Oh, okay. Well, that gets used a lot. Big Igloo and Big Luau.
Right.
I just don't know. As a matter of fact, I was thinking if we do a protest on Hampton Beach, one good idea would be to have a Big Luau there.
Yeah, the headline reads, anti-lockdown protesters enter North Carolina sandwich shop with weapons, including apparent rocket launcher.
Nice.
So, yeah. The protesters showed up at a Subway sandwich shop in North Carolina with more than just their wallets over the weekend. Viral photos showed close to a dozen of them carrying weapons, including an apparent rocket launcher, inside the shop on Saturday.
Well, it was nice of him to bring his wallet anyway, because I'm told that if you carry a rocket launcher, you don't really have to pay for things.
Yeah. I always found it ironic that people give away, like, free coffee and donuts to, you know, the police. Because,
well, they're armed.
Well, right, but also, I mean, the police are already living off of your dime.
Yeah.
So why increase that? You know, like, I almost feel like the police should pay twice as much.
Because you're hoping they might, you might appease them. Do you know what Winston Churchill said an appeaser was?
No, what's that?
He said an appeaser is a man who throws his children to the alligators in the hopes that they'll eat him last.
Oh. Yeah, I could see why you would call somebody that the appeaser, that's for sure. Let's just go ahead and go to your calls and your thoughts. It looks like we have Carla calling. Carla, you're listening on 1340 AM. Where are you calling from, Carla?
Coos Bay, Oregon, on the highway 101. I mean, on the coast, on the beach.
Well, what's going on today, Carla?
Hey, I heard you guys were ratting and raving, I think it was one day last week, about wearing masks, not wearing masks, people calling in saying don't do what, where. Anyway, if you want to hear a good rant, there's a gentleman called Carell, I don't know if you know of him. His computer line is reallycarell.com, and boy, can he do some ratting and raving about how he is not going to wear one.
No, really?
This is Carell, yeah. The talk show host with the K, Carell?
Yes, yes.
Okay, good. Good for Carell. I'm glad to hear that. I know Carell. We've been to a couple of the talkers conventions here and there. It's been a few years since I've seen him. He's actually one of the few remaining so-called progressive talk show hosts in the United States. And given how many lefties have been all in favor of the crackdowns, I'm actually pleasantly surprised to hear that he's planning on not wearing a mask.
Yeah, well, he's got several talks on it. Out here in Coos Bay, there's a small town called Empire, and there's a small radio station, and they play him, an hour, three times a day, and he just... is so funny, you know, and is so drama, and, well, you know.
Well, okay, how do you feel about it, though?
That's what I was
I mean, I'm glad you like Carell, but how do you feel about it?
Carla.
Well, I don't leave the home too much.
Do you wear the mask when you do?
No.
Good.
Nice.
Nor do I.
Me neither.
Well, yeah. The community we live in is pretty small, and my life is pretty dull. I probably go to 2 stores and then return back home out in a rural area. So, also, too, you know, we haven't seen any high statistics here and stuff like that. But, no, I don't let it scare me or...
good for you.
I try not to listen to the news because it's just a bunch of going away.
They're just lying.
Crap.
They're lying to you. You know they're lying.
Yeah. Well, good for you, Carla.
Yeah, I feel like it's your flu. History repeats itself. We've had bad epidemics in the past, and when it's your time, it's your time. And you can't clean the whole world. You can't wipe every
surface. It's a dirty, dirty place.
Well, thanks for the call tonight, Carla. We certainly appreciate it. Good for her. I enjoy hearing from folks who aren't buying into the fear, who are going to just go about their lives and, you know, basically be anti the, you know, the dominant paradigm, you know?
And yeah,
it warms my heart a little bit.
It's actually kind of nice seeing the people in public wearing the masks, because I know these are people I probably don't want really get to know. I'm not actually interested in these people. They're probably not folks who would agree with me, so it's like it's a little filtering mechanism in more ways than one.
Yeah, well, it certainly...
At least it gives me a clue where to start with them.
Yeah, indeed.
Which is to say, I don't want to talk to them because, like, they would want to step away from me. They'd want to not be close to me. They don't want to, like, you know, they don't want to have their face seen. So, to me, that's not a human interaction.
I don't necessarily know that any of that is true because there's another possibility. Some people are wearing masks simply because other people are more comfortable if they do without having any fear of their own. And
yeah, that's
that just
true.
Means they're going along to get along.
Right.
I got better things to do.
Well, and didn't the government itself come out originally and say, masks aren't going to do you any good. They're not going to help, you know, contain the infection at all. In fact, it might prevent you from breathing properly, et cetera, and so on. And so somehow that has flipped. Now, I haven't heard anybody, you know, I haven't read any articles or heard any government person say, you know, the masks are definitely helping, right? But I feel like...
I wouldn't believe them if they said it anyway.
I feel like the public sentiment has shifted as far as the dominant, you know, opinion, right? Everybody's wearing the masks.
Well, the stores want you to. There's a sign up at Walmart today when I went in.
There's a sign at Staples today. I ignored it.
Here's your sign. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for some Democratic governors who are taking their time when it comes to reopening their states.
The people want to go back. The numbers are getting to a point where they can, and there just seems to be no effort on certain blue states to get back into gear.
Senate Democratic leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is warning about a looming economic catastrophe in the United States. Speaking on Capitol Hill, Schumer says the national crisis that continues to grow needs additional legislation.
The new bill should be big and it should be bold. And that's what the House is working on right now, while the Senate, under Leader McConnell's leadership, dithers.
The U.S. is surpassing the 80,000 mark in coronavirus deaths. Data from Johns Hopkins University shows the new milestone, while over 1.3 million people have tested positive for the virus in the United States. This is USA Radio News. New York City has identified more than a dozen children in hospitals that have a rare illness connected to COVID-19. As far as the symptoms in children, Dr. Mark Siegel says,
the key with kids is when they get COVID-19, they are either asymptomatic almost all the time or they get very mild symptoms. So you can't look for the rip-roaring shortness of breath and cough. And this is a post-viral problem. It's not the virus itself. They may have had the virus weeks before, and then bang, they get this syndrome. You have to look for kids that have an upset stomach, a sudden rash, red eyes, and are having problems with their breathing and swollen legs. Those are the characteristic symptoms.
The Supreme Court is tackling the thorny issue of tribal sovereignty. Justices are hearing oral arguments on whether the state of Oklahoma can prosecute a crime that happened in disputed territory between the state and Muscogee Creek Nation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back, everybody. You are in the right place for the live Monday night edition. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And you can call in and take control of the airwaves, talk about, well, whatever you want to. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And circling back now, we were talking a bit about some folks, some anti-lockdown protesters in North Carolina who decided to go have a sandwich. Apparently, they've relaxed or they've implemented some phase one reopening type things, according to the article. And so they decided to show up at a Subway with more than just their wallets. One of the gentlemen apparently carrying a rocket launcher. Travis Long, a photojournalist for the North Carolina-based newspaper, The News and Observer, said he took the pictures on his day off while tracking the group called Blue Igloo, which the Observer said they set up the gathering in downtown Raleigh to show support for the First and Second Amendments. And they, of course, have a photo here in the article. We'll post that out to our social media sites. But his photo shows the group with and without masks, ordering at the sandwich franchise from a single employee behind the counter. One man had a weapon resembling an AT-4 rocket launcher with, quote, inert, unquote, stickers near the top, as well as guns on his waist.
What is it? So inert? It's like just for show?
Well, either that or he didn't want to get shot, so he put a sticker on it that said it was.
Right. You know, I mean, how else would you...
It's always safer to go out and do crime if you paint the tip of your gun orange first. You're that much more likely to get the drop on the cops.
So he did have the rocket launcher labeled inert, mm-hmm. but he also was carrying guns on his waist, apparently. Another carried a rifle that appeared to be partially made out of wood. So I don't know. You know, maybe this reporter doesn't know. I mean, I've seen plenty of wood-grained rifles and that kind of a thing. You know,
most of them have wood involved, kind of, or at least the older ones do.
So
yeah, it used to be nearly all gun stocks were wooden.
Yeah, and some of them really nice, too.
So is this story just about a news photographer who was amazed to see some guys come in with guns to the subway? Is that pretty much what this is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, essentially. I mean, if you want to wrap it up into a nutshell, it's just this guy saying, hey, you know, I saw this thing. I took some photos. The pictures apparently gathered thousands of retweets and more than 20,000 likes on Twitter. Were shared by comedians including Kathy Griffin and Patton Oswalt. Actress Mia Farrow tweeted, arrogant, armed, stupid, white privilege. So, of course, all the lefties are, you know, against this sort of a showing and a exercising of, you know, your rights as a human being.
Was it white privilege when the Black Panthers did it?
They conveniently forget about that.
Yeah, I think that was cat privilege, feline privilege, perhaps.
I'm not really certain.
Apparently, a Facebook Live showing captured the group entering the store, that kind of a thing.
Yeah, I don't know if this is really news, but that's nice.
Yeah, it's just people are upset with other people exercising their right to keep and bear arms, of course. So,
well, they're always going to be upset about that. But as long as you keep doing it, then maybe you'll retain the right. But if you let people who are upset cow you and scare you into not doing it anymore, then they win.
Yeah, the last statement here in the article really sort of highlights the emotion that this person had. Quote, the streets we were walking on were public, and anyone is allowed to be there.
And who was saying that?
So that was the writer. So that basically their sentiment was, oh, my gosh, they're carrying guns in public.
I think that says the group added that there, so that would be their statement.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah. This was the other statement. They're not protecting themselves, Thomas said. They're literally walking around terrorizing people just by having a gun. So, which is false. I mean, I've been to so many group gatherings where folks are armed, and well, I've never felt safer. I don't know. Have you ever been to a gun show?
Oh, yeah.
Two tickets
actually,
to the gun show?
You know, that's sort of the line with gun shows, that you're, you know, safe at a gun show, but there was one gun show I was at where a shot did ring out.
A whole one.
Well, if it connected with you, you wouldn't have that attitude.
Of course.
But a shot did ring out. It was accidental. You know, it wasn't somebody blasting another person. I think it was a dropped gun, if I recall the story correctly, but it's been 20-some years since this happened.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was a pretty scary moment. So it is true that the more guns you have around, the more chances there is going to be an accident that happens. I was talking with somebody else recently who was... I forget who. I think it's actually Richie Rich, our Sunday night co-host.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's got a wife who was born and raised in Hawaii, and it's an anti-gun place there. And so she's not in favor of guns at all. She's very scared of them. And they were doing a move-in party with some Liberty people that were moving here, because if people move into New Hampshire and you let people know in advance and, you know, you want some help unloading the moving truck, there's usually like a dozen people at least that'll show up, maybe three dozen, you never know, to help you unload the truck. Well, one of these guys that was doing the move-in group, and so there was a guy with a gun. He had it like in a holster, like a shoulder holster of some sort.
Okay.
And Richie and his wife were there. And, you know, he's trying to, like, tell her that, you know, these people are safe with their guns and so on and so forth. And then I guess this guy was up on the truck moving something, and he leaned over, and the gun just came right out of the shoulder holster and clacked, you know, right on the floor. And, you know, it was relatively nearby this woman who is already petrified of guns. So, I mean, luckily it didn't go off, but those are pretty scary moments.
I mean, you can drop a gun 10,000 times, it won't go off. It's extremely rare for that to... Well, guns get dropped in the world 10,000 times, and then, you know, the 10,000th time it might go off.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got the hammer pulled back... and something goes wrong with it landing just the right way or whatever. I mean, it's not impossible for that to happen.
Sure. I mean,
yeah, I've,
with any...
None of the guns I've had have ever been double action where you could lock the hammer back. I've never seen the point with that.
Yeah, with anything, I mean, something can go wrong, right? You know, cars get into accidents, you know, people people are dumb, you know, generally speaking. People do dumb things, even the smartest people on the planet. But my point to the folks that are vehemently anti-gun is, all right, if you want to be anti-gun, then be consistent in your message, and let's get the government to go first.
To get rid of their guns.
Disarm the entire government.
Yeah, disarm the government first, and then see if they can figure out how to take the guns away from the rest of us.
Let them go first. That's my whole point there. I know that we covered the restaurateur in Maine, Mr. Savage. You mentioned, Ian, you had an update on that.
So this is the guy who opened his restaurant in defiance of the governor's orders.
Mr. Rick Savage, if I remember correctly.
His name is Rick Savage. The restaurant is Sunday River Brewing Company. And he opened the restaurant, and then subsequently, I believe either the same day or the next day, received notice that his health permit was being pulled and his liquor permit was being pulled. He said he was going to stay open, but then he changed his mind and said they were closing. But then apparently he changed his mind again and decided to reopen the restaurant. There have been a few reports about that. According to ConcordMonitor.com, the main restaurateur, who reopened his business on Tuesday, reopened a second time after gaining some notoriety for his previous rebellion. He allowed dine-in customers in his Sunday River Brewing Company in Bethel, Maine, in defiance of the governor's orders, which allow restaurants to open only for takeout orders until June 1st. Savage continued to criticize the governor for not acting fast enough to reopen the state's economy after she took emergency steps to so-called stem the spread of the coronavirus. The owner of the business said, quote, "They don't understand. They think they can take their time and figure things out. Businesses aren't going to last," he said.
Mm. Yeah, and, I mean, we keep seeing stories about folks closing and other businesses wondering if they're even going to be able to reopen when it's all over.
So he's continuing to run without a permit, apparently. And I don't know if that means he's serving liquor, but at the very least, he's serving food.
Yeah. Maybe we should road trip over there.
This is Free Talk Live. We got more coming up.
Housewives defecate every 4 to 5 minutes. Spread disease and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now, with the state of public health concerns, the reality of illness is a pathogen by viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Monday night edition. It's the talk radio show where you can call in and take control of the air. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And you can also get us on our Discord at discord.lrn.fm, where if you do, you can sound almost as if you're sitting here in the studio with us. And in said studio tonight,
it's Ian.
And nobody.
And myself, I am the captain. And I wanted to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposits, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. Just a few moments ago during the break, Ian, you and I were talking a bit about, you know, what are you passionate about? And as you know, I'm a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty concerned about the fact that basically the music industry is dead. There are no opportunities for live performances anywhere, pretty much globally. That includes all art performances, not just music. It includes comedy.
Well, there was that drive-in theater. Movie or the drive-in concert that we talked about last week.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a thing.
Yeah, I mean, people
it doesn't sound like any fun, but
people are trying to, as best they can, innovate around the quote new normal unquote, or yeah, as I like to call it, the dystopian.
Well, necessity
spring
is the mother of invention, as they say. Unfortunately, the inventions here aren't really exciting or interesting in any way, shape, or form. At least not to me.
Yeah. Well, and apparently the first quarantine concert foretells music's dystopian future. This is a...
I don't know if that's a true statement, because didn't they already have that drive-in concert, or was that just something they were talking about? I saw photos.
They,
it looked like
they did, but it, that was in Europe somewhere.
Okay, well, I don't know. That would count as the first one, I would think, not this one.
Right.
But then again, they probably didn't. You know, journalists, they don't research anything before they actually, you know, go out and put a headline.
Right, but this one is more like a venue actually opens to individual people
to
rather
people
than
standing in a place.
Right, rather than people driving into a field to see a outdoor concert.
Gotcha.
Where they're outstanding in the field.
Outstanding. They're outstanding in the field, indeed. This is actually from Mashable. Did you bring this story?
Somebody posted it somewhere. I mean, I don't find anything originally. It's all other people.
Whoever did, you know, thanks, but also, like, I don't know that I really even... I read the whole thing, and I just really hate this article. Not because it's a poorly written article or anything like
just
that.
Bad
it's
news.
It's just, as a musician, it really kills my soul, man, you know? It has an effect on me that I'm just like, oh, really? A concert in Fort Smith, Arkansas on May 15th, you're right, it's coming up, will be one of the first, if not the first, live socially distanced show in the U.S. since the beginning of wide-scale shutdowns meant to curb the spread of blah, 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 COVID-19. The show promises to be weird. Yeah, can't imagine. Mm-hmm. The ornate venue, Temple Live, will only fill... 229 of the 1,100 seats. So
25%.
25%. According to the promoter's plans, everyone...
Or 20%.
...must wear masks.
God, that's awful.
Everyone must wear masks. I wonder if the performers are going to have to wear masks. Right? Ooh. I know in, like...
That sounds really uncomfortable.
Pre-COVID-19 law, there's all sorts of, like, things written in for the performers, right? Doug Stanhope would take advantage of this and smoke on stage, even though smoking indoors at venues that serve booze has been outlawed all across the United States. They have these little sort of exceptions for the performers. So right. If you're doing a performance piece...
It's a play
and it's important to, you know, whatever it is you're trying to get across. Yeah. And so he takes advantage of that. We used to take advantage of that as a band and bring our drinks on stage, right? If we were, like, at an all-ages venue or whatever, mm-hmm. and, like, you know, the people that drank had to be in the back, and then, like, all the kids could be up front. Well, you know, we're the performers, so we're bringing our beer on stage while we play.
It's part of the performance.
Ooh. Yeah. So the show promises to be weird, 25% capacity. Everyone must wear masks. Attendees will have their temperature taken before entering.
I just find this so creepy and so frustrating.
I just want to rent a warehouse and find a band and let them play there.
Charge
$5 cover and let the chips fall where they may.
There's a rock band, Caius, and a couple of those guys went on to form a band that most folks today would know in rock and roll called Queens of the Stone Age. They got their start by just grabbing a generator and all their music gear and throwing a party out in the desert. They just go and drive out into the sand somewhere, you know, miles and miles and miles away from everybody, start a bonfire, fire up the generator, fire up their tunes, and just play all night. You know, and that's how they got their start. I imagine there will be more of that coming.
Well, there was talk with you and Aria about doing a jam session right here in downtown Keene.
I think she basically challenged me to a rock off of sorts. If you're not familiar with The Pick of Destiny, the movie with Jack Black, and
I've not seen it.
Well, if you're gonna have a rock off, rock on.
You know, and perhaps the devil will show up. We don't know. In that movie, it was Dave Grohl who played the devil.
The devil? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did a great job, too. Hmm. But back to the article. Attendees will have their temperature taken before entering. Temple Live will have a company disinfect rooms with fog sprayers before the show. So they're going to hire some folks to come in and, you know, I don't know, bug bomb or otherwise disinfect the venue.
How healthy exactly is it to be in this fog spray stuff? Because,
I don't know.
You know, from what I understand, they're like, there's photos of the Chinese, for instance, like spraying people down as they get off an airplane or spraying school children as they go to school. I don't know if that seems like something I would want to be inhaling. I just don't think that doesn't seem like it's a good thing to me.
Well, and like most of the music venues, their concert turnover is, I mean, they'll have a show every night, right? Just to, you know, make sure that they keep some cash coming in, even though, like, you know, a Tuesday night show might not, you know, if you have just local artists and you don't have any headliner coming in, it's not going to draw anybody, but, you know, it keeps the bartenders paid and in tips right. and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Well, now they can't have more than 25% of their capacity. Yeah. I mean, these venues aren't built to be at 25% every single night. I mean, it's okay if you hit a light showing every now and then, but you got to be packing people in there.
Oh, dude, this isn't even a rock show.
What is it?
It'll be featuring a solo performance by country rocker Travis McCready, whoever the heck that is.
Huh.
I wonder if he plays both kinds, country and Western music.
There you go. Good Blues Brothers reference there.
Yeah. And though the hall will be mostly empty, you can't sit wherever you please.
Oh, great.
Ticketmaster is selling Ticketbastard. Sorry, I mispronounced their name. Ticketbastard is selling tickets in groups of 2 to 13 seats to keep parties separated by at least 6 feet. Now, I'm a heavy metal guy, like the thrash metal, like the hardcore metal, you know, metalcore, that kind of stuff, you know. And, you know, slam dancing, right? That's the West Coast version of the mosh pit, right?
Oh, they call it something different on the West Coast?
Yeah, so slam dancing came about
That's what
through,
they called it in the 80s in Michigan, too.
Right, slam dancing came about more through the punk rock, you know, sort of wave, if you will. And then there was this time where punk rock met heavy metal, and they called it crossover thrash, right? So, like, thrash became a little more punk rock, and that's where the mosh pit really sort of took off as far as the name. So Suicidal Tendencies is one of my favorite bands of all time. They actually have songs where they're like, we don't mosh, we effing slam, right? But they don't say effing for obvious reasons because they're, you know, not playing that song on the radio. But, so slam dancing was the original mosh pit, the original subculture.
Right.
And then once the crossover sort of hit, there won't be any of that. There won't be any stage diving.
There will be no energy whatsoever at any show in the foreseeable future. It will just be this staid, boring crap. I can't imagine why anyone who actually plays any kind of up-tempo music would want to be performing where only a third of the people or a quarter of the people are allowed to be in attendance, and everybody has to be 6 feet away from everybody else. So, like, there's absolutely going to be zero energy, zero excitement, zero fun. It's going to be god-awful.
Well, I don't know, because the other possibility is they're just going to tell the government that that's what they're doing, and when push comes to shove, they're actually going to go out there and have a good time.
I hope you're right about that.
Only time will tell.
Yeah, I, if this concert were announced, you know, here in Keene or somewhere nearby, you know, at a regular venue that has concerts, I don't think I would go.
No, I wish
go and rock.
Yeah, I wish you were right about it, Nobody, but from what you've seen of these businesses around here, they want to enforce these rules.
Free Talk Live, we got more coming up. 855-450-FREE, Life Freedom.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.